Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Independent Waters. I am your host, Mikey Manfredi, and joining me, as always, is none other than Zach Bathrista. Zach, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my Christmas break, so I've been fat chilling all day today doing fucking nothing, and it's glorious after God knows how long of working without a break.
I'm jealous, honestly.
I don't blame you, though granted, even my working without a break is just hobbies and stuff, but just it's just the fact that I can literally sleep until like 10 or like 11 and wake up and be like, I don't have to do any hobbies, I don't have to work, I can just lay in my bed for another 2 hours and then get up and do stuff.
Meanwhile, my job today told me when I left, hey, can you come in 2 hours earlier tomorrow?
Oh God, no, fuck, dude.
So that's fun.
That's where it's just like, it's like the fucking GTA, just like the...
Yeah, wasted.
Wasted. The day, start off the day wasted.
Wasted, a.k.a. what I want to be right now.
Well, don't worry, you, in like around 3 days, you got New Year's.
That's true. That's very exciting.
Which, by the way, early Happy New Year's to all of our listeners out there.
Yeah, early Happy New Year. This is our last. Is this our last episode of 2021?
Yes, it is.
Whoa, last Indie Waters of 2021.
The 5th will be the next time they hear from us.
Crazy.
Another All year right. down, hopefully the next one is better.
Huh? I don't have high hopes.
I like to be optimistic.
Yeah, you know, I was optimistic in 2020, and then I was optimistic in 2021, and then I got kicked in the face both years, so...
I've been kicked in the... I'm not beaten down yet, but after this year, maybe I'll be less cheerful. But, you know, we're optimistic, so we'll see.
Oh, man, don't let these shitty years kill that fire, man.
Just gotta persevere. But anywho, yeah. Let's do some nice old... Let's get some escape from the sadness that 2021 brought us, and let's focus Indeed. On something fun. Wrestling.
Some wrestling. Let's focus on a little bit of wrestling. We got some cool matches here today. Zach, I believe you picked the majority of the matches this week, so
yes, sir.
Why don't you tell me what you brought to the table?
I brought Becca versus Brad Cashew. Fucking love that name.
It's funny. It's a really funny name.
Yeah. From Limitless Wrestling. And then Dragon Lee versus ACH at PCW Ultra.
Nice. And I brought to the table Little Mean Kathleen taking on VSK from none other than Beyond Wrestling.
Oh, reliable. It's just... It's
all reliable indeed.
I could just watch it all... Every week I could watch it, but then things might get a bit boring around here, so...
Yeah, that's true. But they always have good matches, like we talked about.
This is very true. We gotta spread the love, though, for other promotions.
Exactly. We're here to journey through the independent seas, not pick an island and stay on it.
Just stay at the resort of Beyond Wrestling Uncharted territory.
Stay at the resort where they give us, you know, like, there's an all-inclusive bar, and the beds are always made, and they're really soft, and it's really comfy. But, like, no.
No.
We are here. We're here to venture out. We're here to bring you all kinds of different wrestling.
Yeah.
So, what match do we want to kick off this week with?
I think we should start with Becca and Brad Cashew.
All right. Why don't we get into that from Limitless Wrestling?
I love Limitless Wrestling. And it's totally not because it was, like, one of the... On, like, the second episode we found, that was when I found, like, Alec Price and Ace Romero or something like that. And I've just loved it ever since.
Really good.
So the story behind this match actually is kind of interesting. So, in Becca and Cashew's previous match a month ago, Becca rolled him up and beat him in 31 seconds with a victory roll.
Which is
Cashew did not
wild.
Take that kindly at all.
Yeah, I bet.
So later, after... After her match with, I believe it was Trisha Dora, he ambushed her with his Book of Knowledge, which is basically a large, thick encyclopedia he carries around with him.
I don't care about winning matches. I don't care about getting belts. You know what I care about? Knowledge.
Knowledge. Facts.
Knowledge.
And so Becca's friend Dave Yen stopped him. Mm-hmm. So this match starts up with Becca, of course,
I love how no matter what promotion we're talking about, there's always a chance that Dave Yen is going to show up.
Yeah, I know, like, she just...
I feel like for the past few weeks, it's like, and then Dave Yen shows up. It's just, like something we've been saying a lot.
Yeah, I gotta think about it, not... Yeah.
Right? Like, it's happened more than this time.
Maybe in this week or next week, we should pick a Dave Yen match. Just embrace the fact that she just apparently is just makes surprise guest appearances in other matches.
Dave Yen keeps ending up on Indie Waters by accident. Maybe we should just get her there on purpose one day.
Maybe.
All right, let's continue with this match.
So this match starts up with, of course, Becca attempting to beat her record on Cashew by trying to roll him up again.
Which was very funny.
Especially when she used the victory roll and he kicked out. And he's like, I prepared for this. I'm better now.
I learned.
As he's like, turns his back to Becca. He's like gloating for the crowd. And as he says, I learn, he turns around and he just gets fucking yoinked in the face with a super kick.
Yeah.
He gets onto the apron. Becca follows him, chops him in the chest, clotheslines him back into the ring, goes to the top rope, hits him with a beautiful looking crossbody, but he kicks out.
This match is like, from the beginning, it's just all Becca. She's just in control over Cashew and just really beating him down.
Yeah, for a guy who's apparently got a 3,000 IQ, he took a lot of fucking punishment in this match.
For a man who's got a big brain, he really is an idiot.
Yeah, like, we got a great show of acrobatics here, where she's like, ducks over, ducks under, jumps over him. She Hurricane Rana's him at one point, and then hits him with a double knee. Like, as he's, like, sat in the ring, she double knees him in the chest. Tries to pin him, he kicks out. He tries to waist lock her, but she counters into a roll-up. He kicks out and runs at her twice in, like, two separate corners. But both times, she just gets out of the way. He runs into said turnbuckles. However, the second time, she, like, handstands into his back and then lifts herself up into, like, an electric chair position on his shoulders before she spins around and pulls him, like, kind of like a... I want to call it a flatline, but I don't even know how to describe
it. It was sort of a flatliner, right? Because she just kind of, like, dropped him right on his face.
It was like a flatliner or, like, a kind of like a famouser, but, like, not. But she spiked him into the mat. It looked great. Well, it looked like she didn't get the move, but they turned into that. And I kind of went out going, like, that looks fucking awesome. Even if it was a mistake, fucking do it again.
That was cool, but, like, Keep doing it, please.
Yes, exactly. Though eventually, Cashew does stop her offense.
Mm-hmm.
By catching her off the turnbuckle as she kind of like tries to do the classic jump over your opponent's spot. And he just fucking bodies her with an Alabama slam, a sit out Alabama slam, man. Fucking.
Yeah, just catches her and just wham.
I was like, if a wrestler told me that was their finishing move, I'd be like, yep, makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah, it looked pretty rough.
Homie was mad at this point.
I mean, that's fair. He got beaten, what, 31 seconds, we said? Of course he's mad.
He was upset. So then he uses his, as I've written down here, his massive brain to just eviscerate her left leg so that she can't get on the top rope and hit her 450 finisher. He beats it down. He locks in a really
that's
nasty
the knowledge
looking,
coming into play is what that is.
Exactly. Like a nasty Indian deathlock. Like classic full wraparound would make, honestly, Iya Surreal proud.
Mm-hmm.
There's even one instance where Becca starts to fight back and she rolls Cashew up a couple times, but Cashew trips her, hits her leg some more, and then he just hoists her up into the air with a stretch muffler on her left leg. She's just dangling in the air.
That looked like it hurt so bad.
It really did, and she was just screaming in pain. She sold it so well, and she drew up so much empathy. I don't know about the crowd, but for me, I was like, I really wanted to see her win this now just because, God, that move looked like it sucked.
Yeah.
Once he was done, tosses her the mat. He then German suplexes her, power slams her before going by like dragging her to the corner and saying, anything she can do, I can do better. So he ascends to the top rope, and if you've watched wrestling, you know where this is going to go.
Yep.
She gets up, crotches him right on the top rope.
Yeah, she like hits the top ropes and he falls and she's like, oh.
Dick bruised now. As he's
Brad
sitting up
Cashew's
there.
Brad Cashew's going to change his name to Dick Bruised. Like a shitty old-timey detective. It's like,
oh, God, yeah.
Like a noir detective. Like, hey, I'm Dick Bruised, and I'm here to solve the case.
Some call me Fresh, but now I'm just Bruised.
Years of this business will do that to you.
Oh, God, I'm like, I can hear L.A. Noir's, soundtrack in my ears now.
Or his name is Dick Fresh, and then someone, like, punches him in the face, and he gets a black eye, and he's like, now I guess I'm Dick Bruised.
Exactly. Oh, anywho,
newest wrestler, newest indie wrestler, Dick Bruised.
Dick Bruised, or Robert Bruised for the.
Yeah.
So Becca then climbs to the top.
No, not Robert. It would be Richard.
Oh, Richard. Yes. Richard.
Robert would be Bob. Hey, I'm Bob Bruised.
Bob BB.
Anyway.
So Becca climbs at the top rope. The two then duke it out until she sends him crashing down to the mat with a superplex. When the two get up to their feet, she delivers two meaty-ass forearms and then a fucking nasty chop to the chest. Like, these were... Oh.
Yeah.
She
brutal.
Was swinging for these three hits. So then
Cashew...
She was really
making impact on these shots, like, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she was. So then Cashew boots her in the gut, lifts her up to suplex her, only for her to, like, kind of spider monkey... wrap herself around his body into, like, a full sleeper hold.
Mm-hmm.
And though he does get her off by slamming her into the corner, she stays in control by just back-elbowing him in the face before he can do anything.
Which is great.
She charges in the corner then, and while he does try to kick her, she catches his feet, throws them over onto the middle onto the middle rope, grabs his neck and sleeper holds him again. The ref's like, can't do that. One, two, three, four. I'm at the four. She lets go, but then she, like, turns around and she just does a back-to-back breaker onto him, which was fucking awesome.
Very, very Randy Orton-esque.
Yes, actually. I'm honestly surprised that's not a move in Randy Orton's arsenal.
It is, actually.
Is that exactly...
It's that, but he doesn't do it off of the ropes. He, like, slides behind them and then does, like, the headlock backbreaker, but he doesn't do it off the ropes like she did.
Fair enough. It's been a minute since I've seen a Randy Orton match, like a full Randy Orton match, now that I think about it.
But yeah, that's like a, as Michael Cole would say, vintage Orton.
Vintage Orton. So, back in control now, Becca hits Cashew with back-to-back clotheslines, then a big boot to the face for nailing with a fucking springboard stunner, which he sold really well, again. But he just refuses to back down and fights his way back to his feet. Until Becca counters a powerbomb attempt from him into a buttery smooth looking code red.
Yes.
Which is, I will never not pop for. Finally, Becca gets her chance to ascend to the top rope. But Cashew, like we've said many times, is big-brained here, and he's ready for this. So he grabs her out of the top rope into in a fireman's carry and slams her into the mat with a Samoan drop.
Mm-hmm.
He then kicks out of this, though. So he locks her in what I like to describe a devastatingly desperate ankle lock.
Yeah, it looked very painful.
He was cranking on this, on her ankle, just yanking her back. There's a point where she like gets close to the bottom rope and he just pulls her into the middle of the ring, sits down, grapevines her, and you can see on his face that he really wants this win.
He's determined.
Will not fucking lose. She crawls her way and then finally gets the rope break, and he looked devastated to lose that hold.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought she was going to lose here at one point. Like, I was like, oh shit, he's going to tap her out.
I thought that too. There was definitely a moment in my head where I was like, especially when he laid down on it, I was like, she's going to tap.
Mm-hmm. But she got out.
He did.
So with his last attempt spoiled, he goes and grabs his book, because I guess he thinks he can just swing this encyclopedia, but the thing is massive, so the ref sees it. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then from the back of the room comes Davian.
Mm-hmm.
Here to make sure her friend doesn't get screwed over by Cashew once again.
Yes.
So she grabs the book from him, except this ends up actually being Becca's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, explain to the people why this ends up being Becca's loss.
So this ends up being Becca's loss because Davian comes in, runs to like the apron and hops on the apron and starts yelling at Brad Cashew. And the ref's like, hey, Davian, you gotta get out of here. And while the ref is distracted by yelling at Davian, Becca is able to get a victory, not a victory roll, what is it, a small package?
Yeah, small package.
Get a small package on Brad Cashew, and she pins him for like a 5 count. But mm-hmm. the ref didn't see it. So, when the ref finally turns around from dealing with Davian, Brad is able to kick out and hit like a spinning heel kick
mm-hmm.
on Becca and get the pin. 1, 2, 3. Brad Cashew wins.
Oh man, it broke. You could, after listening back to this, you could literally hear Davian say, "I'm sorry." Just as Becca turns around and gets kicked in the face, and I was mm-hmm. like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it was brutal.
Cashew got his revenge.
Indeed, he did. Indeed, he did. He got the win here. And he got to kick Becca in the face.
Yeah, this is an absolute win for Cashew.
I see. This is an absolute win.
Exactly. Mikey, what are you feeling in this match?
That's a great question.
Well, I think
sorry, God.
It's gonna be a high mat for me.
I also think it's gonna be a high mat for me. It was pretty solid. I like the ending. It was creative. I think. Mm-hmm. I think Davian coming in to save Becca and it like backfiring was clever.
Mm-hmm. I liked the chances they took on the different types of moves they had here. I thought the selling from both parties was quite good, and I loved the character work from each one of them. And I liked the creative finish, but I also really liked how it built into the story of the match that, ironically enough, he got caught in another roll-up and technically lost to her again, but by mm-hmm. technicality, he won.
Yeah, because the ref didn't see it. Ref wasn't there to make the count.
I thought he trained and was better than this, but apparently not. Oh, so let's now head over to the old classic, Beyond yes. Wrestling.
Yes, why don't we? And let's get into Little Mean Kathleen versus VSK. So,
getting to this fucking match isn't even the actual match. It's Mark Sterling advertising his Sterling doll.
Yep.
That he's going to be selling, as well as him basically just schmoozing his new client, VSK,
mm-hmm.
before VSK then trash-talks Kathleen in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
And this match basically begins with Kathleen continuously being like, all right, let's lock up, and VSK just being a dick about it.
Yeah, like, yeah, that tracks.
Throws her off of him, slams her face into the mat. At one point, she like jumps up onto him, and he just throws her off of him again.
Mm-hmm.
There's even, like, she tries to, like, crossbody him at one point, and he just catches her and slams her to the mat. And this is after he goes, like, he's, like, gloating how strong he is to the crowd. And Mark's fucking, he's flexing too in the front of him.
Yup.
He then slams her again before just unnecessarily, might I add, just gouging at her eye and forcing her into the corner. Because this whole match, he's just been on top of another. He's just like, I'm just going to gouge her eye. Just,
yeah, just he was really just laying in the punishment for, like, no reason.
To quote Key and Peele, unnecessary and
churlish. Unnecessary and churlish, indeed.
So then after that, he chokes her out on the ropes with his knee, and then as the ref is, like, in his face, like, being like, what, stop, get off, and he's like, lets her go. Mark Sterling uses his doll, which, by the way, had already been stamped on by a bunch of fans, and Kathleen.
Yep.
And he just smothers her with it in the corner while until the ref begins to turn around.
Yep.
VSK then backdrops her while Kathleen tries to fight back, and he just snapmares her and hits her with a European uppercut to the back of her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And like a cocky little shit, he then starts up his own hype clap. Like, he's like, to the fucking corner after he's been a dick the whole time.
I like how the crowd, whenever he did that, the crowd started chanting LMK instead of VSK, which was great.
And this one was like, LMK, and they went all fucking day, and Mark Sterling's like, real original.
Yeah, real original.
So, after he does his own hype-up chant, he runs across, uppercuts Kathleen again, goes, like, bounces off, runs back at her, goes to running Big Booter, but misses, and begins to clutch his knee, because as it turns out, being super over the top and being just a bit of a dick ends up hurting yourself, apparently.
Yeah, he went to go kick Kathleen in the corner, and she, like, ducked out of the way, and he got all hung up on the ropes and just injured and, like, hurt his knee somehow.
I like how Sterling tried to go help out his client, and the ref's like, Sterling, get away. He's like, yo, I'm trying to help my client, man.
He's like, here at his knee.
And I like how, unbeknownst to Sterling, as this is happening, Kathleen just grabs the doll again, because she's been trying to grab it all match. And she runs at VSK, forearms him with the doll, and then chops him over and over in the chest. Then she double palm chops his shoulders, and then she runs at him, and he hoists her up on the top rope. Like, he picks her up, puts her on the top rope, she kicks him in the face.
I just thought that was very funny, where she like ran at him, and he was like, hold on, you up here.
Yeah, he's like, you stay there, and then she kicks him in the face, crossbodies him.
Yep.
It was like
getting
a parent
getting
their kid in timeout.
Yeah, right? Like, no, stop. No. You sit here.
You sit
until
on
you the... until you think about what you did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. So VSK does kick out of this crossbody, and he crawls to the corner, but he's still clutching his knee. And as he's laying there, Kathleen takes a moment to recover before she runs up to him and literally walks all over him.
Yeah, the stomp in a mud hole, kind of.
Like, she, like, gets up on the top, like, she hoists herself up on the top rope and just uses both of her feet to just stomp all over him.
It was very funny.
Very funny. A lot of this match was very funny. Even though it wasn't as much of a wrestling match, there were some very well, like, timed comedic spots here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So afterwards, Kathleen then spikes him with a Tilt-A-Whirl DDT, which he sells like a lawn dart.
Yeah, he went directly into the ground with his head.
Yep, he was like, it was the Seth Rollins cell.
Yeah.
Or
like,
cell.
He just completely upside down.
Yeah, actually more like a pack cell, yeah. Just like, yeah, like up, but pack like gets up and then he just falls face first, which I always love. And then out of nowhere, after this, she goes to hit VSK with a tornado bulldog, I think it was.
Yeah. It was like a tornado bulldog off the ropes.
And he just throws Kathleen off.
Yeet.
And then just hits her with the fastest pile driver in the East I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Blink, and suddenly she's just in the floor.
Yeah, that was rough. That looked so brutal. I was like, oh no.
I was like, oh. And then goes to pin her. One, two, he picks her head up and acts like she kicks out. Boy. The ref's like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is where it started getting hard to watch.
Yeah, then he picks her up, brain busters her. One, two, does it again. The ref goes from, yo, what the yo, man, what the heck? Dude, fucking stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then he hits a Project Champa on her, which is a powerbomb into a double knee backbreaker. One, two, he fucking does it again. And Kathleen, by the way, sold this shit like death. I actually forgot about this.
Yeah, he did the Project Champa. He, like, powerbombed Kathleen on... Basically, he powerbombs Kathleen directly onto his knees. And Kathleen just, like... It looks like she hit, like, a trampoline. And she just flew up and hit... And she flew up into the ropes.
Mm-hmm. It was very clear that after the pile driver, Kathleen was not getting up. But this was like the coup de grace, like, bro, she's dead.
Like, stop it, stop it. She's already dead.
He goes pitting her again. One, two, like I said before, picks her up at the three count. And the ref at this point's like, dude. And finally, someone had enough of this. I don't know who it was because I couldn't find his name. But some dude hops into the ring and basically chases him out of the ring and gives him the win by DQ.
So before we started the show, I did look into who that was. I was curious.
Who was it?
I found like a little write-up of the Uncharted territory this match was from, and it was Teddy Goods.
I don't know who that is, but good on you, Teddy Goods. That was...
Ooh. It was Beyond Wrestler Teddy Goods came out to save Kathleen and basically chase off VSK. The ref calls a DQ and whatever.
VSK, such a dick about this. He's like, what are you talking about, man? She kicked out all the time. She's so tough.
Mm-hmm.
As he's walking away, Sterling's got his fucking little doll.
My favorite was like right towards the end of the video, Teddy Goods is like trying to, is like helping Kathleen up, and he's like, it's cool, it's okay, we'll kill him together.
Oh, I missed that.
It was really funny. He was like picking like he was like helping her to her feet and like helping her out of the arena, and he's like, it's cool, we'll just kill him together, me and you.
He's a dick. He'll just die next time.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that match. What are we giving it rating-wise?
I think I'm going to give it a meh.
I think I'm with you. It wasn't anything, like, majorly impressive, but, like, it was fine. There was some funny moments sprinkled in, and both wrestlers put on a good show. And the ending was, like, it was a little bummer that it was, like, a kind of a non-finish, but, like, also I'm glad it was because somebody had to put a stop to that punishment because I was starting to get uncomfortable, which was good, which is exactly probably what they wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't mind either, because it was very clear after the pile driver, the cat thing was just, that was a done
that
deal. Pile,
that pile driver was definitely the end of it, but then the match kept going, and it was like, Jesus Christ.
Bruh.
It's like, you're just beating up an unconscious person right now, please.
He's a big man in his head.
Yeah.
Not with anyone else, though.
But yeah, so this match was fine. I give it a meh. Same for Zach, I believe. So... Mm-hmm. Why don't we get into the last match of the week?
I was so excited when I saw this match.
Let's talk about... Actually, you brought it to the table, so why don't you tell us what it is?
To repeat those for those at home, it's ACH versus Dragon Lee.
From PCW Ultra.
God, I was excited when I saw this match. I'll say it again, I'm that excited.
Yeah, this match was fire.
Yes, flames. This one would like to say hot fire.
Yeah, right off the bat, definitely, this match had kind of a big fight feel, and it really felt like it was going to be a banger, and it was.
Mm-hmm. So it starts with the two of them kind of like double fist bumping each other, and they do the classic quick back and forth holds, missed strikes.
I like how Dragon Lee went for a handshake at first, and ACH was like, no handshake, and everyone was like, hey, what do you mean? And he was like, double fist bump, and they were like, you got me,
you boomed me. So after that, the back and forth hold, it's like the classic spot where like nothing really gets done, but they each end up being like crosswing from each other again, but it's still fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, ACH gets the upper hand with a single leg takedown, and then he like flexes on Lee with like a handspring into a backflip.
Yeah.
Some shit straight out of the Olympics.
Yeah, these two... ACH is a huge dude that moves like a cruiserweight.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just like Keith Lee.
Yep.
Or Brock Lesnar, even. Brock Lesnar moves... Amazing. Have you seen how fast Brock Lesnar is?
Yeah, he's fucking
terrifying.
Fast.
Terrifying.
You see that man running at you down the street, you just...
You're dead. You're dead.
Your last
will
better
anything.
Be in order.
What do you do? Try to run away? No. Overpower him? No. Like, you're fucked.
Maybe if you stand there, he won't notice you. Like, just stand still and
like
he just won't notice you.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar goes by T-Rex rules. Now Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are going to fight for the WWE Championship, and Roman's just going to stand still. Brock's just going to be like, where is he?
Where is he?
I need to suplex something.
The best part is that Brock would sell that shit entirely, and I would love every moment.
He would. He absolutely would. Anyway, back to this match.
So after that really impressive, I can't think of the word right now. Display of athletics. There, I got there.
Yep.
Lee Hurricane Ron is ACH to the outside, and then he starts to run the ropes. Instead just rolls into the ring forward, so he lays on the ground, does the Naito Tranquilo. And I love how ACH slowly gets back into the ring, and he's like, "Hey, man, sorry about that. Fist bump." And ACH is like,
"We cool?"
Yeah, definitely kicks him in the stomach.
Like, get out of here with that shit.
Fucking pissing me off.
We're fighting now. We already fist bumped.
So ACH then very arrogantly and methodically beats down Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lee has, like, a couple of, like, kind of, like, tassels on the back of his mask. So, like, ACH one point just stands on his tassel so he can't get up.
Yeah, the ref's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Come on."
So he kicks Lee in the chest and, like, he kicks Lee a bit or beats him down some more, dances in the ring. He, like, chops him in the corner, and then as he's, like, laying, like, leaning down, he takes his knee and just runs it into his face. Like, ACH was like, "All right, you want to flex with me, bitch? See what you got now, little bitch."
Yeah.
There's a point where Lee actually kicks out by getting, like, his foot on the rope, and ACH sees it immediately and just stomps on it.
That was so brutal, but, like, awesome. You know? It was like, that just felt, like, so ACH just to be like, "Fuck." Just stomp his foot out.
Mm-hmm. I need more heels to do that when they see a face like get a rope break and they just immediately are like, "Fuck this hand" or "Fuck this foot."
Yeah, like I think that's way cooler than them being like, "I have till 5. You know, like that's what all of them do, you know?
Yes.
Like if more heels just like got up and just like stomped on their hand and been like, "There's your rope break, asshole.
Fuck you, bitch."
Yeah.
Unless you just want to be Brian Danielson and you want to be very arrogantly and like pretentiously go, "I have till 5. Thanks." So after this, Lee follows us up by my bad. So Lee then starts to make a comeback by turning an Irish whip from ACH into a Hurricane Rana, which sends it to the outside. And then he follows us up with an absolutely picture perfect Tope con Hilo.
Which it was gorgeous and absolutely picture perfect, but I thought it was funny that the announcers brought up the last time he did it to Shane Strickland. Or no, was it Shane Strickland or Swerve Scott? I think it was Swerve.
I think it was Swerve.
I think he did it to Swerve, but he overshot the Cone Hilo and like bashed his legs on the barrier.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, imagine not knowing. Imagine just being like so superhuman that you can't control how high you jump.
Oh my god. And then you just feel pain in your knees when they hit the fucking railing. God. Suffering from success.
Ow. It's like, you did that too good.
You jumped too well.
You did that move too good, yeah.
So after this, he throws ACH into the ring, gets up on the apron, jumps into the ring, rolls up onto his feet, pops up and drop kicks ACH in the face. So knocks him back into the corner, where he then forearms ACH over and over until he's now sitting in the corner, which then lets him hit a massive drop kick bomb.
Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. When ACH kicks out of this, though, Lee gets some payback from before by going after ACH while he's down, by double fish hooking his mouth and then grabbing at his nose because, you know.
You know, eye for an eye, right?
Yeah, you know, you step on my mask, you fucking run your knee into my face, I grab at your face.
Exactly. It's like, you're going to be a heel, I'm going to be a heel.
With this finished up, Lee immediately cuts ACH in two with a double underhook backbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And as ACH is sat in the ring, he goes to penalty kick him in the chest, but ACH catches it. Goes to try to trap Lee after he drops his foot, but Lee definitely avoids it. But then when Lee tries to get some offense in, ACH leapfrogs over him, sweeps out his legs, and then double stomps him in the back as he's trying to get up.
Yeah. That was an awesome, awesome little sequence from ACH.
It really was.
And I think just like that first like slide into his legs to take him out was so sick.
Very smooth. And then just like, you know, like a little bit extra, as Lee's like getting up on his hands and knees, ACH just single leg drop kicks him in the face.
Yeah. Like, stay down.
Which he does, and he in fact goes to the corner after this.
Mm-hmm.
Where ACH running forearms him in the face, and then as he turns around to run to the opposite corner, Lee just gets like a fucking surge of adrenaline, is right behind him, runs behind him, and when he turns around, Lee running, kicks him in the chest, and uses that momentum to hop onto the apron, where he kicks out ACH's legs, hops back into the ring, and hits him with a single leg drop kick to the chest. Like,
what? Awesome.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, both... these two just keep, like, trading six sequences back and forth. It's nuts.
Really. Two of them are exhausted, but Lee's able to stay in control, gets ACH to his feet, and goes to suplex him, but ACH blocks it. So he tries to do a wheelbarrow maneuver on ACH, but ACH just, like a fucking man, catches him and deadlifts him up onto his feet.
Ridiculous.
And Lee
the absolute power of ACH is unreal.
It really is. It's so bad, in fact, that Lee has to elbow his way out of ACH's grasp, and then he tries to running strike him, but ACH catches him, slams Lee's back into his knee, and then hops behind him to German suplex him.
Yeah.
But Lee kicks out. Somehow.
Yep.
Shocked that Lee is even in this, ACH goes after him, and Lee ducks him and locks in a waist lock, and ACH elbows Lee off of him before then super kicking him in the face.
Yeah, he, like, super kicked him in the face. ACH, like, super kicked Lee in the face, and then he goes for a lariat.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a burst of life from Dragon Lee, who just, like, ducks under the lariat, catches him, and hits a standing Spanish fly.
Fucking awesome.
Which was absolutely bonkers. I was like, yes!
Oh, I knew you would pop for that. It's just...
You know I love Spanish flies. They're so cool. They're so cool.
They really are.
This match had, like... What was the... This match had the Canadian Destroyer?
No, Oh, it did. We're about to get into that soon, I think.
Yeah, I know. I was going to make a joke that this match had all my favorite moves, but if we didn't get to it yet, then I won't.
Alright, so... This wipes them both out. And then when the two stand up, Lee tries to make the first move, but it says runs into a big boot from ACH in the corner. And then at fucking lightning fast pace, ACH just bam, 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 just kicks the shit out of Lee.
Kick.
Hoists him up, slams him to the ground with a double underhook powerbomb. And he's so confident that he just beat Lee with that as he's pinning him, he lets go of one of his legs and blows a kiss goodbye. And because of that, Lee kicks out of it.
Got cocky. He got cocky when he shouldn't have.
The look on his face is fucking priceless. Like, you know the picture of, like, the guy with just his mouth open? Like, you know, like, the jazz music stops face?
Yeah.
That was like, that's a good description, in my opinion, of ACH. He's just like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So he finally gets...
What do you mean he kicked out?
What do you mean me taunting him like that wasn't going to be the end of it?
What do you mean that was two?
So he finally gets his bearings back, though, charges after Lee, but Lee dodges him again, hits him with a quick snap jab German suplex, wow, which he follows up with a high knee to the face, which knocks the teeth and the taste out of ACH's mouth.
Yup.
And seeing this, Lee goes for his finisher, the Dragon Bomb, but ACH counters it by just spiking him into his head, into the mat.
You know, no big deal.
Yeah, you know, just classic. Lee still, though, holds on after this, and he kicks out again.
Mm-hmm.
As ACH is contemplating
Dragon
why
Lee, the undying,
yeah, basically why he just refuses to die, Lee crawls onto the apron where ACH goes after him, but Lee puts his foot up in the corner, grabs his face, and slams it into the turnbuckle on his foot.
Yep.
Then just as he's climbing the top rope, ACH fucking bicycle kicks.
Ridiculous.
That's right. Bicycle kicks him in the face to stop him up on the top rope.
Dragon Lee was literally on the top rope. And ACH just jumps, does like a Pele bicycle, he like does like a backflipping bicycle kick, and kicks Lee in the head while he was he did this standing on the ground.
Yeah, it was...
What the fuck?
I know, right? This is some Mortal Kombat shit,
dude. What kind of beast is ACH?
Oh my god. Clearly...
It wasn't Mortal Kombat, it was Street Fighter, because that was Guile's move. Even commentary mentioned that.
Man, I was too hyped over the fact that he just fucking bicycle kicked a man in the face.
Literally a backflipping bicycle kick from the ground to kick somebody who's on the top rope in the face? Unreal.
Was it a bit extra? Yes. Was it fucking awesome, though? Yes.
Absolutely.
I like how we then get this funny moment after this, where ACH goes to climb the top rope, where Lee is, but he slips. So the crowd, of course, starts to chant, "You fucked up," at him. And in a very unique twist of events here, ACH, instead of ignoring this, gets off the top and was like, "No, I'm not going to do what I was going to do. Now, fuck you all. I'll do it when I want to do it."
It was so fucking petty. It's just like the crowd, he slipped. The crowd started chanting, "You fucked up." And he was like going back to the top rope after he slipped. He was like going back up. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to the top and the crowd is still chanting. He just goes, "All right, F this then." And just gets down.
Fine,
like,
I fucked up.
Wait.
You don't get to see the move now.
He did like the teacher thing where they pull up like the two fingers when yep. everyone's like talking. He's like, "I'll wait."
"I'll wait for when I want to do it." And eventually it does happen. He goes to the top rope and immediately gets headbutted in the face by Lee. And as he's like wobbling off the top rope, barely hanging on, Lee jumps off the top rope and fucking double stomps him in the chest.
Yeah, he headbutts him, basically gets him in the tree of woe.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's down there, Lee just gives him that double stomp right on his chest and just drives him into the ground.
After this, Lee's like, "I'm done." He does like the Undertaker thumb across the throat. He's
throat
dead.
Across the thumb.
Fuck me. So he picks him up, goes to run the ropes, and then ACH just fucking obliterates him with a lariat that just turns him inside out.
Yeah, and then he goes for the pin, and Lee kicks out at one.
Fucking madman. And then as ACH is like mid-reacting to it, he runs at him, knees him in the face, and poison Rana's him.
Yup.
And then ACH fucking kicks out at one.
Not to be outdone. ACH also kicks out at one.
So the two then get right in each other's faces and just begin to chop each other so hard that you start to see, like, the dust and sweat just being smacked off of them.
These two absolutely just start killing each other with, like, a whole mess of strikes back and forth.
Until Lee pump kicks ACH in the face and then counters a clothesline, mind you, by flipping backwards, like, underneath it and over the arm, grabbing ACH in between his legs and Canadian destroying him out of fucking nowhere.
Dragon Lee also is just inhuman.
God tier counter. Literally, it's like counter a clothesline with a Canadian destroyer.
Yeah, bet nobody saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. And
ACH somehow, sure didn't.
He didn't, but he somehow kicked out of it.
Yeah.
And with nothing left, Lee picks him up and nails him with his finisher, the Dragon Bomb, which is a vertical suplex powerbomb, where he basically picks you up in like a suplex, gets you on his arm, and he just drops you on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Looked awesome. 1, 2, 3, picks up the fucking win, a well-earned victory.
You know what was really fucking nice and refreshing in this match?
What?
Somebody hit their finisher once, and the match was over.
Match is over.
That's it. It was a finishing move.
Yep, there was.
There was no kick out at two. There was no spam finishers. There was no. Not once did it get hit the rest of the match. The finisher got hit. It got reversed. It didn't get hit. It got hit once, and it was a 1, 2, 3.
That was it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Clean ending.
Finishers need to. I need finishers to be finishers again. That's all I'm saying.
It's in this day and age of wrestling, there are like few exceptions to finishers that are actually finishers.
It's like one-winged angel.
One-winged angel, Buckshot Lariat.
Buckshot Lariat. What was Baron Corbin's?
End of days. I don't think anyone's actually still kicked out of that now that I think about it.
No, I think it's still very protected.
End of days. Well, it was for a while, but Sammy's Go to Hell was one, but I think Cody's Tiger Driver is now one.
Well, Cody's Tiger Driver is one for one, so yeah.
It's 2-for-1. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Or 2-for-2, my bad.
I was like 2-for-1. Wait.
Wait,
you hit two people within it one match?
I think the Judas effect might be up there.
Is it?
I can't remember if Moxley or someone kicked out of it.
I actually don't know.
My trivia is not
Judas
good enough.
Yeah, sure. I know the one-winged angel, he definitely didn't. He rope break that one time, Moxley.
Mm-hmm.
To like avoid like kicking out of it, actually, you know?
Yeah. The point is, there are not a lot of finishers that just get hit and it's dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's over. They lost.
Yeah, that was, again, very refreshing.
I like how after this match, these two were like, yeah, they handshake each other after the whole match. They're just being complete dicks to each other the whole fucking match.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, ah, good game, dude, good game.
GG's, yeah, you know. I was absolutely positively expecting a kick out after that. I will say, my brain has been poisoned now, because I was absolutely expecting ACH to kick out of the Dragon
Same.
Bomb. When it absolutely, fucking... I was like when it ended the match, I was surprised. I was like, really?
I don't
just
I was
one?
Like, I was like, oh, well, shit. I was like, that's it, damn. Wow, just one and done.
I guess it makes sense, though, because the offense that these guys are putting in the rest of this match was ridiculous.
There was... Oh, my God. They didn't need to
these
make...
These two were killing each other.
The slaughter. They didn't even need to make half of these stylish-ass counters, and they were just like, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, why not?
What do you give them this match, Mikey? They
did it because they can.
Yep.
Oh, my God, now I have the hiccups figures.
Death.
Okay. I think I'm giving this match, I'm gonna give it a mark out. It was fucking awesome.
It was definitely
It popped me.
Awesome.
It popped me.
I was torn, but like, it's one of those things where like, when you go back and listen to a match, you're like, damn, the match is fucking good.
Yeah.
I'll give it a mark out. I think it was worth it. Just for the pure athleticism in this fucking match.
And it just goes to show that like, a mark out match doesn't have to be a 30-minute long match with like, 20 finisher kickouts, with a bunch of false finishes, right? It could just be like a night. It could just be like a very good, very well wrestled, solid match with good offense, and it could end in one finisher and still be a markout. It doesn't need 30 finishers to be a banger, right?
Yeah, it's like we said, like Mikey said, it's refreshing where the match just ended, and it was to the point where both Mike and I are both like, really, that was the all right.
Well, I'm in. I'm happy about it.
I think the part that got me for the mark out was when the two of them started chopping each other, and I started seeing the sweat go off, and I was like, oh, they're fucking just, they're
oh,
just
they're
swinging.
Going in, yeah.
Oh,
they're
man.
Absolutely going in. All right. Well, that is all of our matches this week. That is all three out of the way. Why don't we leave the people with a little bit of a preview for next week?
Next year, you mean?
Next year, yeah. Next week and next year. Technically, we're both right.
Yes, yeah, correct.
Why don't we leave the people with a little preview of next week and next year? We're got our first episode of 2022. Let's see. I believe I picked the majority of the matches for next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought to the table AJ Gray versus Jake something in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
It's gonna be
from
big,
Glory.
Boys.
Yeah, from Glory Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I also brought Kaylee Ray versus Charlie Morgan from Eve Riot Girls of Wrestling.
And just to finish it off, I am going to go back to Enjoy Wrestling because I really liked the last match we had, and we're going to see Darius Lockhart versus Lee Moriarty, a match that was put on our Countout Network vote for the match indie match of the year, I believe.
Yes.
And I saw this, and I was like, is that on YouTube? And I saw this on YouTube, and I was like, I'm going to fucking watch this with Mikey. So I thought, might as well start the new year off with a bang.
With a bang, yeah. Speaking of nominations for the Countout End of the Year Awards, thank you for the wonderful transition there, Batista. Those are still going on. So go check those out. Go vote. I believe your last chance to vote, I believe it closes on Sunday. So,
right.
Yeah, voting closes on Sunday. So go get your votes in. Vote for what you think the match we have for the Countout Year End Awards. Get your opinions in. It is on our website, countoutpod.com. You can find it there and vote for all of your favorites out of all the nominations for the year-end awards. I believe we have like Male Wrestler of the Year, Female Wrestler of the Year, Independent Promotion of the Year, Indie Match of the Year, Match of the Year in a Major Promotion, a bunch of cool stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our this year award. We have the one award that changes every year. Last year it was the Lemonade Award, which is like making who made the best lemons out of lemonade, right?
Yes.
Who made the best out of a shitty situation.
This year is the Forbidden Door Award.
This year is the Forbidden Door Award. So it's the award for the best Forbidden Door moment. So go check those out over at countoutpod.com. And while you're over there, you can also check out all the other stuff about this podcast network. And just, you know, hang out there, learn about us, learn about everybody in the Countout Network. You can also join the family over there and subscribe. For $5 a month, you can become a member of the Countout family and get exclusive audios that only members hear. some funny bits from all of us here at the Countout Network. So go check those out, as well as all of the other podcasts here on the network. How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, Your Dose of Death, our new show, Pure, which is a ROH retrospective show. So go check that out with our new Countout family member, Sean Taggart, who is hosting. Show was great. You should definitely go check it out. And of course, check out Happy Hour every Thursday night at 8:30 on twitch.tv/countout or on youtube.com/our YouTube channel, our Facebook, basically wherever we can live stream Happy Hour, it's being live streamed.
Mm-hmm.
So go check it out wherever you do follow us, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, by the way, go follow us @countoutpod. That's where we do all of our interacting with fans and stuff. So if you want to talk to us, if you want to let us know something, Twitter is the best place to do it. That's basically where we're at most of the time. And that's where you can see our thoughts on the world of wrestling and the world in general as well. And get updates on new episodes over there. And you can see the big thread of all the matches me and Zach talked about this week on Independent Waters and get YouTube links to all of them so you can watch them for yourself. And I believe that about wraps it up for the plugs. I've got the big one out of the way in the Canada year-end awards. I got the Twitter, I got the Facebook, I got the YouTube, I got the Twitch. We plugged all the podcasts. So, Zach, with that out of the way, is there anything personal you would like to plug?
Nope. The only thing I want to say is, for all of you out there, I hope that you have a happy new year, and I hope that if this year didn't treat you too well, that next year is better for you.
Yes. Happy new year, everyone. See you guys in 2022, where I will continue to have one thing left to say, and that is to remember that there's a gigantic sea of independent wrestling out there.
So never stop exploring.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.